The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Be listening at the end of our contest. We'll name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. It'll be Marshall Ball to start the second half, trailing Coldwater 19-13. Looks like we got the starting lineups for both the Red Hawks and the Cardinals on the floor here to begin the second half. That would be Brubaker, Welke, Reynolds, Bennett, and Devine for Marshall, Beckhusen, Waterbury, Maurer, Mock, and Taggart for Coldwater.
Hey, let's give a big shout-out to Coldwater trainer Phil Herman. Phil, we want you to have a quick recovery. Phil Fella broke his hip and is on his way back, but it's going to take a little bit of time. But we want you all to know that we're thinking about you, buddy, and praying for you.
Brubaker had the ball poked away on the left corner. Luke Beckhusen assessed the foul in the process. His first team, first the second half. Welke to trigger underneath the bucket, and it comes to Brubaker. Scoop shot, splitting the quadruple team that closed in on him, fell short.
Brian Mock fighting hard for the rebound for the Cardinals.
Coldwater leading by 6, 19-13. Marshall showed a zone. Now it looks like they're falling back. Well, they are in the zone. They're
2-3 or 2-1-2.
Couple pump fakes by Logan Taggart, and he gets it off the glass. His first field goal of the game, and Coldwater extending the lead to 8, 21-13. Landry Reynolds dribble driving, taken away. A loose dribble taken away by Beckhusen. Now Beckhusen long throw to Mock, other end of the floor. Get it to the free throw line. Beckhusen down the middle. One-handed push shot from 10. Went wide left, rebounded by Bennett. Here come the Redhawks.
Oh.
In transition, Landry Reynolds finishes for his first bucket after that exchange of buckets to start the third quarter. Still a six-point Coldwater lead, 21-15.
Yep, don't know who was defending Landry Reynolds, but they definitely lost him on that play.
Speaking of zones, Marshall switched up to a 3-2 zone this trip up the floor for Coldwater. Mock with the ball on the left wing. That gave the Cardinals some trouble in the second half of the game up at Marshall. Three-pointer by Waterbury was long. Rebound by Maurer. Put back a short ball tap by Taggart. Taken away by the Redhawks. Here comes Brubaker. Brubaker gives the ball right up to Ryan Mock. He says, thank you very much, dude.
Absolutely. Got to take those freebies.
Luke Beckhusen with the ball for Coldwater. It's 21-15. They lead. Bounce pass looking for Logan Taggart. Too low. It was last touched by
the Redhawks.
The Redhawks. So Coldwater will get it back. Beckhusen underneath the bucket to Maurer. 15-footer fell short. He bricked it. Reynolds with a rebound. In transition, here comes Brubaker, and he got a nice roll to finish.
Well, Jake Brubaker picking up where he left off after he went out with two fouls in the first half.
21-17, a four-point Coldwater lead right now. 5:50 left to play in the first quarter. Beckhusen to Mock on the right wing. Back to Beckhusen. Swing the ball around to Maurer. Obviously, the Marshall coaching staff recognizing the trouble that the Cardinals have had with the zone. Beckhusen back to Mock. Sideline right, 30 feet away from the bucket. Pump fake as Reynolds came out on him. Timeout, Coldwater.
Coach Brian Kelly going to call a timeout here and make some adjustments to go against that zone.
5:24 left to play in the third quarter. 21-17 Cardinals, a full timeout, so we're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coldwater ball coming out of their timeout. Let's see what adjustments they make against Marshall Zones. They lead 21-17, but it's a perilous lead at this point. Waterbury with the ball. Redhawks in the 3-2 zone. Kick the ball out to Grant Maher, attacking the left baseline, and he got a nice bounce.
Good job. Good adjustment by the Cards.
23-17, other end of the floor. Brubaker on the weave. It comes to Devine.
Coldwater has stayed in that man-to-man defense all night long.
Dribble drive by Brubaker. Give it underneath to Angus Bennett. Reverse a short. Ball taken away from Mock by Bennett. 12-foot J is short. Ball tapped into Waterbury's hands by Logan Taggart. Here comes Nate Waterbury, the anti-foul magnet. Tamara on the right wing. Back up top to Waterbury. Down the middle. Ball swatted at. Comes to Taggart's hands. It's down on the floor. Triple team closes in on Taggart. Forces up a shot off the glass short. Landry Reynolds with a rebound for Marshall.
You know, when Logan came down with that rebound the first time, he put the ball on the floor and should not have done that. He should have just went right back up with it.
Brubaker shot short. Second chance short for Landry Reynolds around the hoop. Finally, Logan Taggart comes up with it for Coldwater. They lead 23-17. We near the halfway point of the third quarter. Waterbury up top, swing the ball around to Mock on the left corner, dribble driving, got the double team.
Oh, nice pass.
Got the triple team to close in on him, found an open Taggart on the other end of the blocks. And
just a little shuffle pass over to Logan Taggart. Logan laid it in easy.
Alley-oop pass looking for Landry Reynolds, other end of the floor. It's taken away by Grant Maurer.
Slow down, Grant.
Get it out to Waterbury, now up top to Beck Hughes, and almost taken away by Brubaker. Now Mock, 17-footer from the right side, in and out. Sounded as though you were riding the mean streak at Cedar Point.
No kidding.
Nick Dent has seen enough. Timeout, Marshall. Full timeout, 3:25 left in the third quarter. Coldwater now leads by 10, 27-17. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Saving you money and great transportation is their specialty at Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Mobilia.com. How about a 2013 Dodge Dart Limited with heated seats, remote start, and power sunroof? Just $21,200. You save over $3,200. Or step up to real style with a 2013 Chrysler 300C John Varvatos with V6, navigation system, dual power seats, and heated first and second row seats, now just $37,467. You save over $7,800 just at tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hedrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory crane techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Marshall ball coming out of their timeout. They trail now by 7, 27-17. How about those adjustments that the Cardinals made against the zone?
Well, they did a great job, and here we go again. Jordan Butler in there right now.
He got the rebound after Brubaker missed a three-pointer from the right corner. Taggart at the free throw line. Redhawks showing a 2-1-2 zone this time, it looks like. No, they're falling.
Man-to-man.
Man-to-man this time. So much for the Marshall zone. Maurer, triple team. Reynolds got knocked down. No call. A miss on the shot. Maurer gets his own rebound.
Oh.
Taggart trying to put it up strong. It was short. The ball off of Waterbury's hands as he tried to save it.
Logan did a good job of getting the fake, but Bennett didn't bite on it. Ball got kicked out and unfortunately went off of Waterbury's foot.
Brian Kelly loving the effort that the Cardinals are showing right now. 27-17, they lead by 10, 2:29 left to play in the third quarter. Streaking down the left side and scooping and scoring is Landry Reynolds.
Nice move to the hoop by Reynolds.
Other end of the floor, Brubaker is going to pick up his third foul.
Team first.
It is the team first. It is a team first of the second half for the Redhawks, although the scoreboard has them at two.
Oh, boy, the Cardinals got lucky there.
On the take to the bucket, Logan Taggart had the ball blocked out of bounds by Angus Bennett.
Give Angus Bennett a lot of credit. He is not biting on those fakes that Logan Taggart has put on him.
His previous coach, Durant Crum at Albion, coached him quite well in that respect. Devontae Birch came in for the Redhawks, another one of the tri-captains. He's a 5'10 senior. Cold water ball. How about that move by Nate Waterbury?
Blew right by two Marshall defenders on the baseline.
Other end of the floor. Jordan Butler got knocked down. There's no call. The ball goes out of bounds back to the Redhawks.
Jordan giving some good minutes off the bench tonight for the Cardinals.
Sounding like that he might be one of your favorites for player of the game at the end of the night.
At this point, he's showing a lot of hustle.
Landry Reynolds shoots over the triple team on the high right, blocks. It's short, rebounded by Coldwater. Here comes Waterbury. Ball slapped by Landry Reynolds. It's a borderline intentional foul.
Yeah, I would hope they would call that a foul. Right in front of Coach Dent, right in front of the official. Landry Reynolds third.
Yep. Team
second. What I got.
Well, the board has him with three, so I'll take scoreboard at its word. Here's a jumper by Logan Taggart from the left elbow. Short one and done. Landry Reynolds with a rebound. Birch, quick throw underneath to Danny Welke. He's fouled.
Well, I don't know who committed the foul, but they did a good job by making sure that he didn't make the bucket.
Well, it was Jordan Butler. He was the one that held up his hands like he was the guilty party, and this time he was. It is second team foul against the Cardinals. Three up on the board for Marshall. Have to find out about that phantom fall, evidently. First of two from Danny Welke is a brick. It remains, for the time being, 29-19 Coldwater, a minute 37 left to play in the third quarter. Second of two from Welke is good. He splits the pair. Ryan Mock will come back into the Coldwater lineup. Grant Maurer getting a well-earned breather. Token pressure being shown in the backcourt by Marshall. Here comes Luke Beckhusen. Between the circles to Ryan Mock, around to Butler. Jordan Butler back up top from Taggart to Waterbury. Now here's Beckhusen on the left wing. Waterbury on the back right corner. Now on the weave up high, it comes to Beckhusen. Bounce pass to Butler on the right wing. Couple of fakes. Trying to look for Beckhusen underneath. That was tipped by Birch, taken away by Bennett.
Now those were the kind of passes they were trying last night against Lenoir's.
And Drew Devine makes the Redhawks pay for that turnover with a calmly launched triple from the left corner. 29-23, Cardinals lead by six. Here's Logan Taggart trying to post up with Bennett behind him, and he got it to go.
Good move. Logan Taggart going strong to the hole.
31-23, it's an 8-point lead for the Cardinals. 35 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It's like the Redhawks are shaping up to play for the final shot of the frame. Drew Devine, oh, so much for that. He found a seam on the right side. He fell short. The ball goes out of bounds. We're not quite sure who's going to get it. Tyler Torrey will come back in for Marshall.
And the Cardinals get the ball.
Three officials, I think they might have been screened out when the ball went out of bounds and rolled underneath the bleachers other side. So here comes Coldwater with a chance for the final shot of the quarter.
And it's exactly what Coach Kelly wants.
Butler sideline right with the ball. A couple of head fakes there in front of Reynolds.
Move.
Now Mock around to Waterbury. A wraparound foul committed by Tyler Torrey on the left wing. His first. Now that is the team third, so...
Yeah, that's what I've got. I was counting up the fouls here that I had.
Yep. 5 seconds left to play in the quarter. Here's Waterbury trying to get past Torrey. Lost the ball. Torrey steals it. His attempt at the full court shot hits the divider at the top of the gym at the buzzer. 31-23 Coldwater on top of Marshall after three. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Meet our Consumers family, members who love Consumers for a lot of reasons.
Consumers has been solid, consistent, warm, friendly, and very professional.
Honest and trustworthy.
Consumers is amazing. Personable, reliable, efficient.
Consumers is the best place ever.
Consumers Credit Union. Go, live, work, play.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coldwater has won every quarter so far, 10-7 in the first, 9-6 in the second, 12-10 in the third. They enjoy an 8-point lead, and they will get the ball to start quarter number four. Ryan Mock inbounds to Nate Waterbury, Logan Taggart, Luke Beckhusen, and Grant Maurer. The other five that are on the floor for Coldwater right now. Oh, back to our starting unit for the boys in red and white. Here's Waterbury on the left wing, finding a seam down the left baseline and getting the shot to go in.
Nate Waterbury doing a good job of taking it in amongst the big boys and knocking it down.
10-point lead now for the Red Hawks, for the Cardinals over the Red Hawks, 33-23. Looking down the other end of the floor, Chris Thomas tried to launch a triple off a great pass. Unfortunately, he shuffled his feet in the process.
Well, Grant Maurer was coming out to defend him, too, and that threw him off a little bit there, I think. So good defense by Grant.
Coldwater ball leading by 10, 7:22 left to play in the fourth quarter. The Cardinals are that long away from finally getting their first smack east win of the season. Pass knocked away by a streaking Chris Thomas. He would had his eyes looking toward the other end of the bucket, but the ball went out of bounds.
Good crisp passes now needed by the Cardinals.
Grant Maurer is looking on the inbound in front of the scorer's table. Finds Mock, and now Grant will reset. Dribble drive, kick it out on the weave to Ryan Mock. Right baseline, nice feed inside to Beckhusen. His shot was blocked by Bennett. Ball taken away by Chris Thomas. Thomas, two-on-two break. Loose ball. It's going to be picked up by Landry Reynolds. It's short. He gets his own rebound. Put back. No, but he's fouled.
I think that one's going to go against Nate Waterbury.
You are correct. The anti-foul magnet picking up his first. Team third. Landry Reynolds to the free throw line for the first time tonight. This is really only the third trip for the Red Hawks to the charity stripe in the entire game, and so far, they are 2 of 5. The miss on the front end by Landry Reynolds. It remains, for the time being, 33-23 Cardinals.
Cardinals have only been there three times themselves.
They've made a little bit more hay, 4 of 6. Now 3 of 6 for the Red Hawks. Reynolds splits the pair, 9-point Coldwater lead, 33-24. Cardinal ball. Here's Nate Waterbury on the left wing between the circles. It's going to come to Mock. Gets Brubaker to come out on defense. Mock moves to the left sideline.
Just be patient here, guys. Let's get a good shot. Don't need to force anything. You got plenty of time.
Waterbury on the left wing. Get it to the corner to Mock. Dribble driving to the right side. Got Landry Reynolds to follow him from behind. That should be his fourth. Unless they give it to someone else, Chris Thomas. Check that, Angus Bennett picking up the foul. That's his second. That is the team fourth against the Marshall Redhawks to the free throw line for Ryan Mock. First of two is good.
Makes good. Leading free throw shooter on the team, 75%.
Tyler Torrey comes to the bench. Drew Devine comes in. Angus Bennett taking a breather, and Brandon Turner in. Meanwhile, looks like Beckhusen is out and Scout Case is in. Back to a 10-point lead for the Cardinals. Now 11 as Mock drains both from the charity stripe. 35 for the Cardinals, 24 for the Redhawks. Here is Drew Devine moving to the right wing, giving on the weave to Jacob Brubaker.
Oh, Cardinals got goofed up on a switch there.
Brubaker takes it to the cup. The Cardinals were expecting a give on the weave to Chris Thomas on the left wing. Brubaker cuts the lead down to 9 for Coldwater, 35-26, 5:50 left to play in the fourth quarter. Whistle.
A foul against Grant Maurer.
Looked like it was an illegal screen set by Maurer. His first is the team fourth. Four fouls apiece for both teams. Zach DeMeester checking into the Coldwater lineup. Coming to the bench, getting a breather is Logan Taggart. Other end of the floor, a whistle and a foul on Brubaker's take on the left side. And Nate Waterbury just picked up his second foul. Back to the free throw line for the Redhawks at Jacob Brubaker's first trip to the stripe. The clock has stopped, 5:42 left in the fourth quarter. First of two, spun out. One rotation around the hoop and out to the left. So it remains 35-26 Cardinals. Second one from Reynolds is down, is up, is good. He splits the pair and timeout Marshall. 30-second timeout, 5:42 left, 35-27 Cards. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Bird watching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming out of the 30-second timeout, just like you predicted, the Marshall Redhawks are going to show a half-court press as the Cardinals get the ball coming out of the timeout in the backcourt. Mock inbounds to Waterbury, immediately two-time.
Oh, Scout Case fell down, unfortunately. That's where the pass was going. So Marshall does get the turnover.
They trail by 8 against the Cardinals of Coldwater, 35-27, 5:38 left to play in the fourth quarter. Brubaker on the weave to the right wing. Comes to Drew Devine. Now Thomas roaming around the perimeter. Comes on the weave to Brubaker. Back to Devine on the weave around the perimeter. Shoots from the right elbow. He was open. It was short. Ball tip. Ball down on the ground. It's picked up by Jordan Butler, and it's going to be Marshall ball. Butler lost his footing, and it went out of bounds off of him.
Actually, that was Zach DeMeester.
Well, in any case, it's going to be Marshall ball.
Yeah, numbers are close.
Meester will come to the bench, and Taggart comes in. Beck Husen check back in for Coldwater, Angus Bennett for Marshall. Chris Thomas inbounds, sideline left to Brubaker. Kick the ball out top of the key to Devine. Case guarding him. Spin move on the left wing. Get it out to the right side. Brubaker launches a triple in and out. Ball tipped by Thomas. Hauled in by Maurer. Touched by Maurer and right into Mike's hands is what happened. Marshall trying to trap. Here comes Beck Husen. Case on the right wing now to Mock. The Cardinals will set up and slow things down. They lead by 8, 35-27, 4:43 left. Grant Maurer two-time, 30 feet away, get the ball to Case. 15-foot jumper from the right side is just short. Ball taken away from Taggart by Bennett. Here comes Chris Thomas. Thomas to Landry Reynolds.
There's a charge.
And Scout Case is still hurt as a result.
I think he banged his head when he went down.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. He was holding his head, and Landry Reynolds just fouled out of the game.
He got it good.
I take that back. That is just Landry Reynolds' fourth foul, so he's still out there. Nate Waterbury coming in to the Coldwater lineup to replace Scout Case, who will get looked at by the emergency substitute trainer for Coldwater, whose name I haven't gotten yet. Well, I hope to get that before the end of the night. Coldwater
there
breaks the
go.
Press.
Beautiful.
The numbers, and Grant Maurer finishes on the fast break.
Great job.
Other end of the floor. Here's a hop step. Brubaker shot hits the bottom of the backboard. He was straddling the sideline as he tried to get the rebound. It's Coldwater ball leading by 10, 4:16 left. Mock inbounds to Beck Husen, tripped up as the trap came in on him. Now Mock back to Beck Husen. Here comes Waterbury.
3-on-2.
But the Cardinals will slow things up. Here's Ryan Mock, top of the key. Get it to Beck Husen.
You got time. You got time. Make sure you get a good shot.
Here's Mock moving to the left baseline.
Oh,
double
he left it short.
Yes, he did. Ball moves like a pinball right into Landry Reynolds' hands. Here comes Devine. Drew Devine to the top of the key. Give it on the weave to Chris Thomas. 37-27 Coldwater. 3:39 left in regulation. Thomas from Brubaker on the right wing. Now up top to Reynolds. Brubaker on the left wing. Dribble drive. Cut off. Trying to get the scoop shot off. He only got it off the glass and good. How about that for Brubaker?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He's a heck of a player for a sophomore.
Probably his most improved player, Coach Nick Dent's improved player over the course of the season.
Putting on quite a show tonight.
37-29, Cardinals lead by 8. Waterbury got the dribble back, comes back up top to Beck Husen, and Brubaker ran into him just as Luke was getting the pass to the back left corner.
Brubaker's fourth, team sixth. I don't think.
Is that the fifth or sixth?
I think it's the sixth.
Hold on, we're going to get this clarified.
Had 17 fouls up on the board, and that was a mistake.
Well, they clarified it. It's now 6.
Right. Both scorebooks had 6. My scorebook had 6.
And timeout is going to be called by Coldwater in the interim. 3:04 left in the fourth quarter. 37-29 Cards. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
3:04 left to play in the fourth quarter. Coldwater leads Marshall 37-29. It'll be Coldwater ball coming out of their timeout. They have 3 left, and Marshall has 2 left. Grant Maurer inbounds to Ryan Mock, and it was off of his hands, out of bounds.
Too hot to handle. You know, Ryan Mock is such an advantage out there for the Cardinals, because as big as he is, he can handle the ball pretty well for the size that that young man is.
Drew Devine with the ball. Gets it to Jacob Brubaker. Launches a triple from the left wing. Line drive off the back of the rim. Waterbury with a rebound. Brubaker better be careful. He has 4 fouls. So does Landry Reynolds for Marshall. Coldwater ball. Here's Mock. Growing cross-court to Beck Husen. He'll get it back out to the perimeter. The Marshall Redhawks are turning up the pressure on the defense. Mock finds Logan Taggart. He was open for a split second, trying to thread the needle inside to Mock. It's taken away by Brubaker.
If he'd have thrown it when he initially thought about it, Mock would have probably had it easy, too.
Couple of head fakes by Devine up top to Brubaker, down the left side, and he gets the finger roller to go in. How about Jacob Brubaker for Marshall? 37-31. And the bad pass taken away by the Red Hawks. Ball off of Landry Reynolds' hands. He says it was last touched by one of the Cardinals, but the officials aren't buying it. It'll be cold water ball in the backcourt. 2:07 left. They lead by 6, 37-31. Here comes the press.
Got Coach Kelly yelling for him to go to the ball, and that's exactly what they're doing. Brubaker has just fouled out of the game.
The inbound went to Beck Husen, and Brubaker went over Beck Husen's back, the dueling number twos. Hey, you were waiting for the Cardinal Crazies to come alive, and they finally have. They at least know the lyrics to their 60s oldies. Brubaker having fouled out, he'll give way to Tyler Torrey for Marshall. Of course, Landry Reynolds for the Redhawks still out there with four fouls. Now that is the team's seventh, and Luke Beck using the free throw line for the first time tonight, just a 1-1.
50% free throw shooter. Luke needs to knock them both down, though.
Nope, that line drives. But Beck Husen gets the ball back. It came off of a couple of Red Hawk players' hands. He has the ball back. Double team Mock. Finds Logan Taggart. Couple of pump fakes. Ball swatted out of bounds by Chris Thomas. Coldwater gets it back with a minute 57 left and leading by 6, 37-31.
Well, you know Marshall's going to have to put him on the line here, so.
Waterbury to trigger underneath the bucket. Lofts it to Ryan Mock. It was almost taken away by Reynolds. Now to Waterbury. Right blocks.
Get the ball
by trying
Mock's
to take
hands.
Away. Here comes Waterbury. The feed goes to Ryan Mock. Comes back outside.
Ooh.
Almost a dangerous pass went through Maurer's hands. Picked up by Beck Husen. He's immediately two-timed by Devine and Thomas. Amara's going to go up for 1-1 as Drew Devine picks up just his first foul, team 8. Clock is stopped with a minute 41 left.
Maurer to the line for two. 58.6% from the free throw line.
His first trip to the stripe tonight. He gets the first one to rattle in. He'll get the bonus. The lead is 7 once again, 38-31.
Very steady game played by Grant Maurer tonight. 9 points thus far. Been all over the court hustling.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Betcha.
Second one bounced in and out. Landry Reynolds with a rebound. Quickly, the ball comes to Tyler Torrey on the right corner. Now to Devine on the wing. Moving off a Reynolds screen to the left side. A layup good.
How does he do that? How do those guys sneak through four Coldwater defenders like that?
We're going to stay here as Marshall takes their fourth and next to last timeout of the game. 38-33. Coldwater now leads by five. There's a minute 30 left. While we're in this break, I've got a couple of interesting scores on the WTVB scoreboard. This is from the SMAC West. I'll start off by telling you that at the end of the first quarter in boys basketball, Benton Harbor led St. Joe 13-12. Okay. Jump ahead to the half. St. Joe leading Benton Harbor 29-13.
Ooh. The Bears taking it to the Tigers. In the second quarter.
No, actually, there's been an updated, corrected score. It looks like it's 29-19 Bears.
Mm-hmm.
But still.
A little comeback from the Tigers.
A score from, I think there's a, Waverly defeated Eaton Rapids 64-50. And notice that future Interstate 8 opponents, Jackson Northwest and Charlotte, are playing against each other. Marshall and Northwest were supposed to play earlier this season. That was weathered out, and they'll be making that game up on Saturday. So Marshall will have three games this week in hand. Same as Coldwater.
Minute 30 to go, 38-33 Cardinals. Cardinals inbounding the basketball.
In the backcourt, Waterbury weaves through that triple team along the sideline. He slipped, he traveled. Brian Kelly begging for a foul. He's not going to get it.
Well, Brian, a very experienced official himself, as is our girls coach, Ken Smoker.
Are you thinking about the time that he picked up two technicals in the game last year up at Marshall inexplicably?
That's history.
Oh, we're hoping to find out how the Coldwater girls did against Marshall. Last we heard, it was a one-point lead. Couple of three-pointers launched and left short by the Redhawks. Now it comes back out to Drew Devine. A double team closing in on him. 53 seconds left. Coldwater leading by five. Here's Torrey, top of the key.
Oh, almost a travel there.
Finds Drew Devine, 35 feet away from the bucket, moving to the left wing. Launches a triple over Mock. It's an air ball. Bennett tries to save it, and he was able to bounce it off of Logan Taggart's kneecap underneath the bucket. 37.1 seconds left. Coldwater hanging on to a five-point lead.
That situation, you just want to get the heck out of the way.
The inbound comes to Devine. Splits the double team and gets the runner to go in. Timeout Marshall.
They have had so many of those.
It's just a three-point lead right now, folks. 32.3 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 38 for the Cardinals, 35 for the Redhawks.
Marshall's out of timeouts, though.
That is their final timeout. Coldwater has both 30 seconds timeouts at their disposal and a full timeout.
Well, you definitely can expect Marshall to put Coldwater on the line, and it's time for the Cardinals to step up and knock down the free throws. They've made 3 of 5 here thus far in the fourth quarter.
Well, the Cardinals will play at Gull Lake on Friday. Going on right now in boys and girls basketball, Gull Lake and Harper Creek playing against each other. Basically, second and third place in the conference on the boys' side on the line.
Well, good, tough match for Gull Lake. Maybe they'll be a little tired come Friday.
Marshall, after tonight's game, plays at Loy Norix and hosts Jackson Northwest. That's coming up on Friday and Saturday, respectively. 32.3 seconds left in regulation. Marshall trails by three, 38-35. Grant Maurer, the inbound, deflected by Chris Thomas as the Redhawks were trapping. Coldwater will inbound in front of the Marshall bench this time.
Yeah, trying to get the ball into Ryan Mock's hands.
Nate Waterbury. Tried to save it. He stepped out of bounds.
Nice idea, but Ryan Mock was wide open back there in the backcourt. That's where you want the ball right now.
Since no one really touched the ball in the front court, well, I guess the determination is that Marshall will inbound the ball on the backcourt. It was technically touched in the Coldwater front court.
Get up and give them a little pressure here, boys. Come on.
Devine picks up the ball at three-quarters court, and the clock starts to move. 27 seconds now left in regulation. Devine cut off, roaming around the perimeter, attacking the left baseline. Tagger comes on defense. The layup is short, ball out of bounds. Back to the Redhawks with 17.8 seconds left.
Rich Brian Kelly going to take a timeout here. And take a 30-second timeout.
Oh, keep it here with 17.8 seconds left in regulation. 38-35, Coldwater leading Marshall, and it is now a final up at Marshall and girls basketball. Marshall pulled away in the end to beat Coldwater 56-39.
Well, Sal Conkle's team moves on. Give the Cardinal girls credit for hanging in there for three quarters. Marshall with a little too much firepower on the ladies' side. Got a barn burner here, though, folks, right now. 17.8 seconds to go. Coldwater on top, 38-35. Marshall has possession of the basketball underneath their own basket.
The possession arrow points their way, too, as well, if there is a tie-up. Coldwater with two timeouts left and Marshall with none.
Just don't give them an easy one underneath.
Chris Thomas, a couple of head fakes. The lob is at the half-court line to Tyler Torrey. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Drew Devine roaming around the perimeter. Give it to Torrey. Three-pointer. Off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Thomas. He's immediately fouled by Waterbury.
Not a bad deal, Waterbury.
His third foul is the team sixth. The Cardinals did have that foul to give. But now with 3 seconds left in regulation. Chris Thomas will inbound sideline left.
Stick to your man. Stick to your man.
Comes
stick
to Tyler Torrey. 2 seconds, 1 second. A runner. off the back of the rim, no good, and the Cardinals survive 38-35 against the Marshall Redhawks.
Yeah, give Marshall credit for hanging in there and making a game of it, but Coldwater able to get that first Mac East win, and that's got to bring a smile to the Cardinals and Coach Brian Kelly. So a little payback for the Cardinals here after Marshall had defeated them at Marshall earlier in the season, 55-49.
Well, Marshall beats them by six up there. Coldwater beats Marshall by three down here to improve to 1-9 in the Smack East and 4-11 overall. Marshall dropping to 1-10 in the division and 3-11 overall. Again, your final score from here at Coldwater High School, the Cardinals 38, the Marshall Redhawks 35. Back with the postgame after this. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Hi, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4521.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows Bar and Grill, where their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Tuesday's lunch specials include your choice of a Polish dog with kraut or BLT, each served with your choice of chips or fries. You don't have to eat fast food. Stop by the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater today and check out their new look.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School, which is rapidly emptying out. Sean Watson and Al Rackesy, Mike Sy, the Cardinals surviving a late run by the Marshall Redhawks to pull out the 38-35 victory and finally get their first Smack East win of the season.
Well, again, that got to bring a big smile to Coldwater fans, to the Coldwater players, and obviously to Coach Brian Kelly and his staff to come away with that victory tonight. It was a hard-fought victory. It was a close game all night long, and you know, the Cardinals able to get that first Smack East win, get that monkey off their back, and You know, it doesn't get any easier. Now it's Gull Lake on Friday. And
Harper on next Monday.
Yep. And so
Battle Creek Central next Friday.
Kind of a killer way to end the season, you know, of sorts. But
and then Loy Norris comes back here the final week in February to close out the boys' season.
Well, that might be a payback game there. I'll tell you what. Cardinals played pretty well in stretches in that game, especially in the middle of the game. But unfortunately, a little bit too much of Loy Norris there in the second half, and they were able to come away with a victory. But the Cardinals win here tonight, and got a victorious Cardinal coach, Brian Kelly, just about ready to join us.
Well, before he dons the headset, let's go over the scoring summaries. First, for the victorious Coldwater Cardinals, they improved to 1-9 in the Smack East and 4-11 overall. Luke Beckhusen with 4, Grant Maurer leading the way for the Red and White with 9, Jordan Butler with 5, Ryan Mock and Logan Taggart with 7 apiece, Nate Waterbury with 6. Those are the 38 that are up on the board for the Coldwater Cardinals. Meanwhile, for the Marshall Redhawks, who dropped to 1-10 in the Smack East, 3-11 overall. Jacob Brubaker led all scorers with 16 before fouling out. Danny Welke with a free throw. Brandon Turner with 2. Landry Reynolds with 5. Chris Thomas with 3. Angus Bennett with 1. And Drew Devine with 7. Those are the 35 that are up on the board for Marshall. By the quarters, Coldwater won the first 10-7, won the second 9-6, won the third quarter 12-10. Marshall's fourth quarter comeback came just 3 points short as they outscored Coldwater in the fourth frame 12-7.
Well, the Cardinals shot the ball 33.3% from the field, 12.5% from the three-point line, and improved their free throw shooting tonight to 63.6%.
Ryan Kelly just now donning the headset. He joins us on our post-game show. Congratulations on that ever-elusive first Smack East win of the season.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, the kids played really hard. I thought we got off to a much better start tonight than we did the other night. And, you know, we just kind of hung in there. And but I thought we did a lot of good things. We were aggressive. I thought our defense in the first half was like really strong. And, you know, that's that was a battle. They had their defense was just as good as ours. And, you know, Nick had those guys playing really well. And by the score of the game, 38-35, obviously the two defenses were doing some tough stuff to make it hard to score.
Well, it's nice to see a smile on your face after a game, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's amazing how that happens. You know, that's kind of what I just told the kids in the locker room when I walked in, and they were all smiling. And Ryan Mock, one of the guys, I think Ryan Mock, made the comment, he goes, "Hey, that's our first league meet or league win." And I was like, how's that feel?
Yeah, got to be feeling good for
I'm happy for the kids.
Yeah, they all played hard. I'll tell you what, they all played their hearts out there tonight, and you got some good minutes. Jordan Butler came in, made a real impression there in the second quarter, gave you some real nice minutes there and stuff, and hit the boards hard. I was a little surprised, and I don't know how Marshall did it, but toward the end of the game there, it seems like every time they went to the basket, there's three or four Coldwater guys there, and they're sneaking that doggone layup in.
And, you know, we knew, and we told them that, you know, I thought we did a couple nice jobs of trying to take charges, and I don't know if the kids decided, well, we're not getting any charges, so we're just going to, you know, try and block the shot, and you know, all of a sudden they were getting by us and scoring some baskets there. But, the only thing there at the end, Al, I was the only thing I would take from that last 3 or 4 minutes, I thought we got a little passive. You know, we were attacking the basket, taking it right at Angus and stuff like that. And there at the end, even when we got a 2-on-1 or a 3-on-2 break, I thought we pulled it out a little too quick, and that's not us. I mean, we're not, you know, we don't have 3, 4, 5 outstanding ball handlers to be able to do that kind of stuff with at the end. And, you know, we can handle it, but I just thought we tried to be too passive there that last 3 or 4 minutes, and I thought we should have kept attacking. And we tried to express that, but, you know, kids get into that point where they just don't want to make a mistake.
Right.
You know, they're trying to get that elusive win, and, you know, I could sit there and tell them to keep attacking, but I'm not on the floor with them, and they're trying to just keep from making mistakes. And, you know, I was still very proud of them.
You know, I think you're exactly correct there. I think he had three or four opportunities where he could have taken it to the hole. Sometimes, though, those kids take that just one little bit of hesitation, and then they make that pass, and it's too late at that point.
That or they, like you said, they make that one little hesitation, and all of a sudden it's a traveling.
Right.
Or, you know, and so, you know, I give them credit. At least, you know, we made free throws. Grant made a couple there. Ryan Mock steps up, makes free throws. And, you know, in a close ball game, that's what I told the kids. You got to be proud of that because we made some good free throws down the stretch there in that last two or three minutes. They kind of put the game away.
Yeah, well, you're at 63.5% from the free throw line, which is up from your average this year. So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what that is. So
we won't tell
that on the air.
Yeah, coming up on Friday, the road trip up to Gull Lake to take on the Blue Devils.
Yeah, and they're, you know, they were battling right there at the end here a week ago. It was a three-team race between Battle Creek Central, Gull Lake, and Harper Creek. And, you know, Battle Creek Central last week got both Harper Creek and Gull Lake and beat them. So that kind of put, I think, Gull Lake's now in third place in our league with three or four losses, and Harper's got two, and they're both the Battle Creek Central. So, you know, we've got our hands full in the next two games, Friday and Monday. You know, we're going to be playing the second and third place teams in our league right now, and, you know, we're going to have to come ready to play. This was a great win, and I'm happy for the kids, and we'll celebrate a little bit tonight, and we'll give them a little bit of lighter practice tomorrow because after two games in a row. But come Wednesday, Thursday, or Thursday and stuff, we'll have to get right back at it.
Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, thank you for your time, and we'll see you up at Richland on Friday.
All right, thanks, guys. Coach. Thank you.
Brian Kelly joining us on our post-game show after a 38-35 victory for his Coldwater Cardinal boys against the Marshall Redhawks. I didn't get a chance to tell him after I posted the score to Facebook and Twitter. Our friend Tiffany Anderson replied, "Go Cards."
Well, great. Good to hear from Tiffany.
Of course, she's helping to coach a girls' basketball team in North Carolina, and they seem to be doing fairly well, much improved over how they had done the previous year. Tell you a little bit more about that off-air. Going over some more of the stats in tonight's game here at Coldwater between the Cardinals and the Redhawks. Marshall finished 29.8% shooting, 14 out of 47, 5 of 18 first half, 9 out of 29 in the second half. From the three-point line, 3 of 14, 2 of 5 in the first half, just 1 of 9 in the second half. And from the free throw line, they only had 4 trips to the stripe, and they finished 4 out of 8, 1 of 2 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. Coldwater finished 15 out of 45 shooting for the game. It's a nice even 33.3%, 7 of 24 in the first half, 8 of 21 in the second half. From the three-point line, 1 of 8, 12.5%. They made their lone triple in the first half, and that was 1 out of 7 and 0 of 1. They only had one three-point attempt the second half, and they missed it. From the free throw line, 4 of 6 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half. That turns out to a nice 7 out of 11, 63.6%. And as we mentioned during the post-game interview, above the Cardinals' season average.
Yeah, you know, you've got to make your free throws down the stretch. You know, the Cardinals actually did not get to the line as many times as I thought they would in the fourth quarter. They were there, total of 5 foul shots. They made 3 of those 5, so that's 60% right there. But just a great job of hustling all night long by every kid that was out there. And got some great minutes. Beck Husen made some nice plays. Nate Waterbury made some absolutely fantastic drives on the baseline. Grant Maurer, very steady game. 9 points scored in every quarter and hustling up and down the court.
Jordan. So clearly those two freshmen were taking advantage of their first starts of the year.
Sophomores, yeah.
What did I say?
Freshmen.
Well, they were freshmen on the JVs last year.
There you go. But and Jordan Butler came in there in the second quarter and gave them 5 beautiful points and played some good defense, drew a charge in there. And, you know, Ryan Mock, his steady game, 7, handles the ball out there so well. You know, Coach Kelly says, you know, he doesn't have that many good ball handlers. Well, you know, you got the two guards, Beck Husen and Waterbury, that did a good job out there. But when you get the ball in Brian Mock's hands, you know, he's pretty safe with the basketball and stuff. And then Logan Taggart, again, going at it tonight on the boards, you know, especially in the third quarter, gave him 6 points. So, you know, good all-around game by the Cardinals. And nice to see him get that first win, you know, in the Smack East. And another win total makes him 4-11 on the season. So, you know, Coach Kelly said the Gull Lake, you know, has kind of fallen on a little bit of hard times lately and stuff. They've dropped a little bit in the standings.
Well, so, it turns out that Gull Lake and Harper Creek are playing each other tonight, the second and third place teams. So we'll see what comes out of that.
Yeah, and you never know what can happen now. You know, come Friday, you know, our kids are going to be fired up. They're coming off that win. And like I say, you know, it's basketball. They're kids, and anything can happen. So hopefully we can go up there with a good positive attitude on Friday. And it's going to be a boys-girls doubleheader. The girls played Marshall tough tonight for three quarters, and then Coach Sal Conkle's girls were able to pull away from the varsity Coldwater Cardinal girls, came away with a victory up there.
Well, let's finish up talking about these stats here. The boys varsity between Marshall and Coldwater, total rebounds 33 for each team. Landry Reynolds with 8 rebounds for Marshall and Angus Bennett with 9, the leading rebounder for Coldwater tonight. Nate Waterbury, 8 boards to go along with his 6 points.
Well, Nate does a good job of getting in there. You know, he's not a big guy by any means, but he's scrappy, and he always seems to be in the right spot at the right time.
The turnover, 16 for Coldwater, 13 for Marshall. Off of those turnovers, the Redhawks with an 18-11 edge. Second chance points favor Marshall 7-5. Points off the bench, 5-5 stalemate. The Cardinals led wire-to-wire tonight for the 38-35 victory. Earlier tonight, the JV boys game between Coldwater and Marshall went the way of the Cardinals over the Red Hawk JVs.
Coach Quinn Berry's team winning that game 40-31 there.
Austin Kresminski, 16 points, 5 rebounds. Brendan Spangler, a double-double, 11 points and 11 boards for him.
Yeah.
The freshman Cardinal boys lost to Marshall 39-21. Colin Torrey and Austin Butler with 6 points apiece. Butler with 6 rebounds and Colin Torrey with 4. Up at Marshall, unfortunately, Cardinal fans, it was a clean sweep for the Red Hawk girls over the Coldwater girls. Starting off with a freshman, Marshall beat Coldwater 58-38. JV girls final, Marshall 54, Coldwater 29. And the final in the girls varsity game, 56-39, Marshall on top. Take this one last break from McDonald's in Branch County. Name your McDonald's player of the game after this.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA.
Glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
You pick up your dry cleaning and discover they've burned several holes in your favorite white blouse. It now looks more like a burnt piece of toast or a tattered smock worn by a modern artist. You are not happy. But then you remember the latest amazing creation from McCafe. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. The taste of a luscious chocolate-covered strawberry is enough to brighten any day. Even this one. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Another way to love McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
With our McDonald's player of the game tonight, we were talking during that McDonald's commercial about the plethora of choices we have for a player of the game. We had Grant Maurer leading the scoring for Coldwater with 9 points. He also had 2 assists and 3 steals. Nate Waterbury, 6 points and 8 rebounds. Ryan Mock and Logan Taggart doing their standard stellar job with 7 points apiece. 4 rebounds for Mock, 5 for Taggart. Luke Becky was in getting his first start with 4 points and 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and a couple steals. So Who do you want to go with?
I say Grant Maurer. I just like the way he hustles up and down the floor on every possession. And he was steady. He scored in every quarter. You know, he didn't score big, obviously. He was the leading scorer on the night for the Cardinals, but nine. He had a nice line there with the rebounds, and I forget how many assists you said he had. But I would say Grant Maurer would be our McDonald's player of the game.
You know what? Tonight you really can't go wrong with any of them. So
No. We'll
just say, Grant Maurer, congratulations. You're a McDonald's player of the game.
There you go.
Now, coming up on Friday night, the road trip to Gull Lake High School in the village of Richland, a varsity girls and boys doubleheader, as you mentioned, between the Cardinals and the Blue Devils. The Blue Devils, both teams laid it on the Cardinals pretty thick earlier in the season. Particularly the girls' side, we got to see Mackenzie Latin, and we got to see why she was a three-time Wisconsin All-Stater.
Well, it's going to be tough one way or the other. Number one, it's a road trip. You're going to be up in their home gym, and particularly if they beat Harper Creek tonight, you know, they're going to be fired up and trying to maintain that second spot in the league. And I don't know whether they play Battle Creek Central anymore this year at all or not. But, it's going to be tough for the Cardinals, both on the boys and the girls side. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But, it sure was nice tonight. Everybody leaving the gym here with smiles, at least on the Coldwater side anyway. Coach Kelly again with that nice smile on his face, and as he mentioned, the kids, you know, having a good time in the locker room, getting that first Smack East win of the season. So great to see that tonight, and saw a good basketball game. It was a very competitive game on both sides of the floor.
So you and I will be on the air for both games from Gull Lake High School beginning at 5:30 on Friday. We hope you can join us. That Friday, incidentally, is the same day that pitchers and catchers report to spring training all across Florida and Arizona. And it's also the day before Speed Weeks begins at Daytona International Speedway. Kim Hemker, who is taking tickets here, asked me if I was going to participate and walk a mile in her shoes coming up in April. So those are three sure signs that spring really is just around the corner.
Well, one that makes me the most fired up, obviously, is pitchers and catchers getting to spring training. Starting to read about a little bit of baseball in the newspapers and stuff. You know, we've seen a little bit of it since the Tiger Caravan and whatnot. But, that always tells me that spring is a lot closer than what we think. And even with all this snow on the ground that's out there, you never know. It might be 60 degrees here by the end of February. I doubt it, but maybe we'll have a spring.
Wishful thinking.
Maybe we'll have a spring like we did 2 years ago. You know, when it was so nice, and golly, I don't think hardly any of the teams practice inside. They were able to be outside pretty much that whole spring. So
the bottom line, we wind down to the end of the basketball season. Spring is just around the corner, so keep it here on WTVB as we bring you coverage of the Cardinal boys and girls as their seasons conclude in the next couple, 3 weeks, and then March Magic begins. So,
you betcha, and that's always an exciting time. Plus, you've got March Madness that happens, too, at the same time.
Right.
So, you know, that's always an exciting time of the year. And, the Pistons have a new coach, and they've been playing pretty
again?
Well. not since
right.
The other day, but they won their first game under him last night and beat actually a very good team, the San Antonio Spurs. So, the Lions with a new coach. Tigers with a new coach, so
hope springs eternal, right?
Red Wings on a break right now for the Olympics, but spring is coming, and but we got quite a bit of basketball to go yet, and as you mentioned, March Magic coming along, and that's always a fun time of the year.
Now, once again, we're on the air Friday night at 5:30 as we count down towards spring. That's the story from here at Coldwater High School. For Sean Delaney back in the WTVB studio, for my broadcast partner here, Al Rackesy. Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Cardinals, where they pick up their first Smack East win of the season, beating Marshall 38-35. Until Friday from Gull Lake. Good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club: AmeriGas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Covelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Halen Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.